Pues é.
Sounds like an aviary.
You think I got a wider vibrato than Morton down here?
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Gracie Allen. And now...
Is Gracie Allen going to be with us?
Yeah.
I thought Rudolph Schmohopper was our guest. What?
We haven't heard from Rudy, Bing.
Oh, that boy.
But I imagine Gracie will bring George Burns with her. Of course, Burns isn't Schmohopper.
No, George is just Schmo. Say, how about that guy last week wanting to be a singer and coming around here asking me to make a record with him?
Oh, but Bing, don't you think a record of George Burns' voice will sell?
Definitely, it's got to.
Well, why not do it if you think it'll sell?
Oh, sell?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it ever can. If I put a song on the other side of George's record, his voice is so raspy, it'd eat right through to my side. We'd sound like a duet.
Do I detect a bitter note there, Mo?
No. It's just all these new fellas closing in on me, Ken. Vic Damone, Gordon McRae, and Jack Smith. Yeah. Say, I'd like to hear him sing Gloomy Sunday, wouldn't you? And now George Burns. Heaven give me strength, that's all. Now I see the Rhythm Ayers are here. They're all dressed up in gray gimps and everything. Sequins. All a-twitter. John Scott is beaming. So as Weber and Fields would say, let us commence to start the beginning. Give us that their downbeats there, Schultz.
Away the hay and the high and the ho-ho-ho. You start off the day with a glow-ho-ho. Sing all the way as you go, ho, ho, with a hey and a hi and a ho, 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 ho.
With a hey and a hi and a hey and a hi and a hey and a hi and a ho, ho.
Up go the blinds and you know, ho, ho, it ain't gonna rain anymore, ho, ho. Sun's gotta shine cause you made it so, with a hey and a hi and a ho, ho, ho. While you buy the paper, hum a little happy little hum. Cut yourself a caper, singing happiness, here I come. With a hey and a hi and a ho, ho, ho. You smile from your head to your toe, ho, ho. Singing Sam is gonna like this, I know. With a hey and a hi, a hey and a hi, a hey and a hi and a ho, 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 ho.
Shine, cause you made it so.
Hey, and a hi, and a ho, 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 ho. Plink, plink.
While you buy the paper,
hum a little happy little hum.
Hum a little happy little hum.
Cut yourself a caper, singing happiness, here I come. With a hey, and a hi, and a ho, ho, ho. You smile from your head to your toe, ho, ho.
Crack up your blues as away they go.
Away the hay and a high.
And the hay and a high.
Away the hay and a high and a ho, ho, ho.
With the hay and a high and the hay and a high and the hay and a high and a ho, ho.
Away the hay and a high and a hay and a high and a hay and a high and a ho, ho.
Hey, hi, ho, hey, hi, ho, hey.
Oh, with the hay and the high and the hay and the ho, with the hay and the high and the ho,
hey-dee-hi-dee-ho, ho, ho,
ho. Oh, did you hear that?
that drum beat on the end of there? Sound like the shore patrol throwing a drunk out of a snack bar, didn't it?
Boom, bang, out you go.
However, it was very fine banging boys and girls.
Thank you, Ken.
Say, Bing, you mind if I dedicate that number to the Philco distributors who are assembled now in Palm Beach, Florida?
Not at all, Ken.
See, the Philco family is having a convention down Palm Beach.
Oh, isn't this beautiful, mm-hmm. Palm Beach, huh?
Yeah.
It's fine. Jimmy Carmine invites all the gang to sunny Florida, but you and me, we have to stay here and freeze in Clammy Cal.
Bing, they had a lot of sunshine here in California one day last week.
Are you positive?
Yeah, I saw it in the newsreel.
I must catch that. I'm getting so pale.
Well, I tell you, Bing, our distributors are really going to get a thrill when they get a load of that new look in those new Philco refrigerators. They're previewing them this week.
Oh, yes, I know. They promised me a herring locked in the very first ice cube.
Well, Bing, they're also previewing some mighty stylish new Philco radios for us to tell the people about later on. Do you suppose each of those distributors took along his Philco portable to the convention?
Well, they better. They couldn't check in the hotel without one.
Really?
Certainly. They had to register John Smith and portable to the house detective throw them out.
Imagine that.
I just did. It's easy.
Well, Bing, imagine that you're heading for a winter vacation. You couldn't do better than take along that powerhouse Philco portable. It pulls in more stations, plays even on trains and planes without requiring any special aerial. So whether you're heading north, east, south, or west, head for your Philco dealer first and pick up the greatest performing portable radio you ever listened to. It's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Oh, Gracie.
Yes, George.
Turn off the Philco, please.
But, George, if I turn it off, it'll defrost.
Gracie.
And all the cream inside will spoil.
Gracie.
And we've got to have cream to put in our coffee.
Gracie.
Our Maxwell House coffee, of course.
Of course, of course, of course. Are you through, dear?
Yes, dear. Were you going to say something?
I may yet. Gracie, when I said turn off the Philco, I meant the radio, not the refrigerator.
Oh, now, isn't that silly, George? You know I don't keep the cream in the radio.
With you, I never know.
We get our milk from contented cows, George. And just how long do you think they'd be contented if they knew I kept their precious cream between those hot tubes and Gabriel's heater?
Never mind, Gracie. I'll turn it off myself. I don't think we ought to listen to Crosby anyway. Why can't he make a record with me?
Oh, George, it's just jealousy. That old blue-eyed monster.
Jealousy's a green-eyed monster.
I mean Bing.
Say, maybe Bing is jealous of me. Maybe he's afraid that when people hear me sing, he'll suffer by comparison.
You betcha, sweetheart. When you sing, a lot of people suffer.
Oh, you think I've got a romantic voice, don't you?
Oh, romantic. Oh, George, you're wonderful. Your voice is so...
Warm?
Warm.
And thrilling?
And thrilling.
And alluring?
And alluring. And you know something else, George? Your voice is sexy.
You really think so?
Why, you're the French Jean Sablon.
Gracie, Jean Sablon is French.
Well, you're Frenchier.
Gracie.
Honest, George. When you sang Je vous aime beaucoup in the shower this morning, it took me right back to Paris.
Honest?
Oh, yes. Sing something else and bring me home.
Okay. Ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving. I'm happy on the shelf.
I'm home, George. Oh.
That was a quick trip.
Ah, you're faster than airplanes.
Yes, I'm jet-propelled. I think my voice is great for records.
Oh, George, it was made for records. You even have a built-in needle scratch.
That's what Deems Taylor said.
Yeah, and you can believe him. A tailor ought to know about needles.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Oh, that Bing
He's
Crosby.
Not doing well, Taylor, is he?
You know what, George?
What?
I'm going right down to the studio and talk him into making that recording for you.
Now, look, he won't listen, Gracie. I tried it last week and failed.
Yeah, I know, George. But remember that old saying, angels rush in and tread where fools have failed.
I've never heard that old saying.
No, Bing won't be able to resist me. You've heard of the opposite sex.
Yes.
Well, I'm just as opposite as anyone. Oh, I know how to handle men. Come on, sweetheart.
Okay.
When I was a boy and had rhythm, I worked with a couple of other lads who had some of the same, Harry Barris and Al Rinker. Al has come along now with a pop tune that's really got a piggin' beat. I offer it now for your critical appraisal. Why must you always keep me in suspense? For can't you see what it does to me just the moment I think you are mine? That's the moment I get that well-known sign out of line. You always keep me on the fence. You build me up and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
Bing's studio, Gracie.
Now, George, you wait right here for me. I'll get Bing to see things our way.
I don't know.
Oh, when I take him in my arms, look into his eyes and kiss him, he'll do anything I say.
Then be careful what you say.
Oh, I just can't wait to get my arms around that Crosby. What was it you wanted me to ask him?
About my record, Gracie. My record.
Oh, yes, yes.
Maybe we better drop the whole thing. I don't want my wife going around kissing somebody just to advance my singing career. I can do it on my own.
Oh, George, I don't think Bing would kiss you.
Well, never mind, never mind. Just go in.
All right. What was that I was to ask him again?
About the record.
Oh, yes. Crosby, here I come.
Well, Gracie, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was lonesome. Come here, Bingsy Wingsy.
Bingsy Wingsy? Where's Sugar Throat, Gracie?
Oh, forget, George. Kiss me.
Gracie, just give me one good reason why you should kiss me.
Well, you just give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
You're a married woman, Gracie.
Oh, George and I are just married on the radio and in real life.
Well, what do you think this is?
A transcription. Oh. Oh, Bing, how can you stand there so cold and aloof? Don't you realize that we're just two little fishes in the sea of love?
Two fishes in the sea of love.
Mm-hmm.
How romantic.
Yes. Pass me the worms, lover.
Gracie, you're very charming. You're very alluring, but you're not fooling me.
Uh-huh. You can't fool me either, Bing Crosby. You're afraid to make a record with my George because you know what'll happen. He'll get so popular, the Philco people will fire you and put him on instead. And Paramount will sell you to Republic, and George will get all your parts of Paramount. And you, you'll have to come over and take George's place and be on the show with me every week. Ooh, that would be wonderful.
Gracie, did it ever occur to you that if George makes good on his own, he might leave you?
Oh, that's silly. After 20 years, George would never do that.
Leave you?
No, make good on his own.
Say, Gracie, I heard George sing last week.
Oh, did he send you?
No, he drove me.
Well, you should hear him sing this week, Bing. His voice is much softer.
How much softer?
Oh, a lot. I've been rubbing his tonsils with Jergens lotion.
Winchell will be very happy, Gracie. Mm-hmm. Look, I love you. I love Sugar Throat. But there's not a ghost of a chance of me doing a record with him.
I see. Well, excuse me for a few minutes, Bing, and I'll give you a chance to think it over. George.
Right here, Gracie. How'd you make out?
He's weakening.
Oh, great.
But it'll take more work. He's stubborn as a mule.
I know, stubborn as a mule.
He even wiggled his ears at me.
Don't let that stop you, Gracie. Go back there and keep working on him. Give him a sob story. Appeal to a softer side.
Well, I can't. He won't turn around.
Look, Gracie, Crosby is a sucker for a sob story. He'll help anyone who's down and out. Look what he did for Hope. Now, you go back there and give him a real heart-wrenching story. A tear-jerker. Do you think you can do it?
Well, there's nothing that any truly magnificent actress can't do. Catherine Cornell, Ingrid Bergman. We could all do it.
I know. Well, now, hurry back there. Don't forget. Tear his heart out.
Well, are you back so soon, Gracie? Gracie, what's wrong? What's the matter?
Oh, Bing, if you could have seen their little faces, their tiny little upturned faces.
Whose tiny upturned faces?
Well, the children, Bing. My innocent little babies lying there in the crib. The poor, poor babies and poor helpless old George.
Was George lying in the crib, too?
Oh, no, Bing. Poor old George is out in the streets trying to borrow a nickel to buy food for the children.
Oh, now, Gracie.
Oh, you don't like poor people, huh?
You're not poor, Gracie.
Oh, I'm not, huh? Well, I'm just a poor old scrub woman. That's what I am.
What?
Lately, things have been so bad, I had to take in floors to wash and iron.
Oh, you wash and iron floors? Gracie, stop. You have a beautiful home in Beverly Hills.
Oh, didn't I tell you about that?
What happened?
Burnt down. Oh. That's what it did. Oh. Everything went up in flames. We couldn't even afford a fireman.
Gracie, firemen are free. You get them for nothing.
Not in Beverly Hills.
Gracie, you're getting nowhere.
Oh, didn't I tear your heart out?
You didn't even disturb my liver.
Oh. Well, excuse me. I'll be right back. Oh, George.
Is he going to make the record?
No, not quite. I didn't even disturb his liver.
You're disturbing mine.
There's only one way to deal with George.
We'll have to try.
No, there's only one way to deal with him, George.
Oh, I see, yes. Yes. We have to try a different approach, huh?
Yes, I'll scare him. I'll tell him how tough you are.
Gracie, be careful and don't lose your head. Or mine.
Oh, don't worry, dear.
Don't be too convincing. He might call my bluff.
Oh. Well, if he does, you just let your bluff in.
Let it in? Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was that. Look, Gracie, now you go in there and scare the wits out of him.
Okay.
Gracie, you back again?
Oh, thank goodness I got here in time, Bing.
In time?
Oh, George is on his way down here with a gun.
Flit, spray, or water?
It's a real gun. Very few people know this thing, but he's a killer.
A killer?
Yeah. The FBI's got his fingerprints, and Grauman's Chinese got his footprints.
Got his prints in a Morris chair up at the Flyers Club, too.
Oh, he's a dangerous gunman, Bing. The only reason he hasn't killed me is because I'm his mole.
That's Maul. Maul.
Oh.
Don't you worry about me, Gracie. I'm pretty handy with a gun myself. Did you ever see that moose head hanging on my library wall?
Oh, gee, wouldn't George's head look pretty alongside of that?
Well, that's just where he's going to wind up if he gets tough with me.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, Bing. George is awfully strong. What a physique he's got.
I'll have that hanging through the wall on the other side. Be nice for a dart game.
Oh, Bing. Bing, he's a man of iron. You'd be scared to death if you could see his broad shoulders, his strong arms, his muscular legs.
You left out his chest.
Oh, I don't think he has one.
Boy's in bad shape.
Oh, no, he must have a chest. I can't seem to place it. Oh, excuse me a minute, Bing. I better go see George and find out.
Why are we anxiously await news of Burns's physical condition? I shall fill with "I'll dance at your wedding."
Soon be walking down the aisle with someone by your side. The bells will ring, the choir will sing, the groom will kiss the bride. Oh, what a day that's gonna be. They'll come from everywhere. And when they play, oh, promise me.
I promise you I'll be there. I'll dance at your wedding, I'll dance at your wedding, I'll dance at your wedding, I'll have a wonderful time. I'll joke with your father, I'll jig with your mother, I'll yuck, yuck, yuck with your brother, I'll really break it up fine. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and old, and then I'll make believe I just came in, and then I'll kiss them all again. I'm gonna dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine?
Dance, dance, dance at your wedding. Dance, dance, dance at your wedding. Dance, dance, dance at your wedding.
I'll have a wonderful time.
Dance, dance, dance at your wedding. Dance, dance, dance at your wedding. Dance, dance, dance at your wedding.
I'll really break it up fine. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and old, and then I'll make believe I just come in, then I'll kiss them all again. I'm gonna dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding? Am I?
Dance, dance, dance at your wedding.
Dance, dance, dance at your wedding.
Let's dance. Have a wonderful time.
Bing, and by the way, anytime you're going to dance at a wedding, get the gal a new Philco to furnish the music. Those Philco table model automatics really shine when you want music for dancing. You just stack a dozen dance records on Philco's super smooth changer, and you're set for a solid half hour with the best bands in the land. They're dillies for jive sessions, too. Thanks to the extra power and performance Philco has packed into these sensational table radio phonographs, you can hear every riff, all the hot licks in your favorite platter. Even George Burns' record would sound good on a Philco.
What you won't say to sell your product.
Oh, no, no. I'm serious, Bing. Philco even has a model with a scratch eliminator. It's Philco's magnificent 1270, the radio phonograph of connoisseurs. And it's just what the doctor ordered for George's record. No hiss, no screech, no scratch from any record, old or new, thanks to Philco's electronic scratch eliminator. It's the last word in luxurious listening. So ask your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Gypsies know is true that when your love wears golden earrings, she belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few. But if you wear these golden earrings, love will come to you. By the burning fire they will glow with every coal. You will hear desire whisper low inside your soul. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light, and let this pair of golden earrings cast a spell make love your guiding light, and let this pair of golden earrings cast their spell.
That was Golden Earrings.
Golden Earrings.
Golden Earrings, folks. We have them in attractive sets of three. You can get one to go through your nose if you so desire. And if you're really interested, just drop a line to H.T. Garron, Paramount Studios, Hollywood, or your local wastebasket. And now I would like to...
Now, George Burns, you come right in here.
Gracie.
Well, I'm going to let Bing be the judge of this.
Gracie, will you stop? Hello, Bing.
Hello, killer. Where's your rod?
Bing, I want you to settle something.
Gracie, please.
George, that is not a chest.
This is my chest.
It is not. It's a Gracie.
It is not. It's my chest.
It's a Gracie.
It's a chest. I just have Gracie tattooed there.
Oh, isn't that sweet thing?
That's lovely. How's your record coming along, Sugar Throat?
Oh, just fine. And your worries are over, Bing.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to get Vaughn Monroe to put the song on the other side. His voice is deeper than yours anyway.
Racing with the moon.
It is deeper at that,
huh? Yes. Who's your guest next week, Bing?
We have a very beautiful mermaid from Culver City, Esther Williams.
Say, Bing, is Esther going to wear a bathing suit?
George, you come home.
I'm coming.
Good night, George. Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Bing.
Folks, before leaving, I would like to mention the National Cancer Foundation and ask that you support its valiant efforts.
You know, all of us must join together to fight a thing which may strike any one of us at any time. If you need help or want to help, contact the National Cancer Foundation, 101 Fifth Avenue, New York 3, New York.
Good night, folks. Thanks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers and Bing's guests, MGM's lovely Esther Williams, Red Ingle, and the much-heralded Rudolph Schmohopper. And for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.